You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z. Get seen today and contact us at www.jzsocialenterprises.com. Today, the show is brought to you by ConnectPay.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have such an awesome guest on the line, Anna Sui, who is the Chief Development Officer of Boston Businesswomen, a transformational life and business coach, along with an international speaker and writer. Hi, Anna. How are you today?
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for coming on. So tell us, you know, as a serial entrepreneur, about your first business venture. You were a transitional life coach and business coach, right?
Yes. So currently I do life and business coaching. And what I do is I help a lot of founders and now executives and also other professionals. I help them architect their personalities for success. And I really help them transform themselves first so that they can then transform their business and their relationships and their lives.
Love it. Now, how did you get involved with that?
That is a really great question. So after doing a few startups, mostly in the health and high-tech space, I realized what I really enjoy doing and what I was really good at wasn't necessarily building the startup. It was actually making sure that the team was successful. And looking back on it, you know, all my co-founders and team members, from working with them, they actually ended up doing other startups on their own and leading these really amazing, successful lives. And so from that, I realized maybe there's something here that I should focus on around helping people.
Love it. That's really real. I mean, obviously you had a passion for it, so it was very suitable.
Yeah, it's what I always tell my clients is, if we do something that we're meant to do, we're literally just like you, Jackie, just filled with this like energy and that can go on for days and days and days. And you're like, wait, I haven't gotten sleep in 4 months, but how do I still have energy to do this?
Right.
And it's because we're just doing stuff we're meant to do. So yeah, I feel very energized, like very aligned. And I definitely also need to get more sleep.
Yeah. But I love your energy. It's so like soothing. And I feel like that's exactly what a coach needs to be. You know, you find a happy medium and you love what you do. So you're never really working, right? If you love what you're doing.
Yes. That's the whole idea, right? Because a lot of people are like, well, I need work-life balance. But at the end of the day, your work really is your life. It's part of your life. So why not have that be just as fun as the other aspects of your life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So since you are also the Chief Development Officer for Boston Businesswomen, how did you get involved with that organization?
I first was aware of it because there was just a buzz around it. And I had heard several friends say, hey, have you heard of this Boston Businesswoman? And this was in the early stages. And it's an online Facebook group. It's an online platform. It's a professional network. And I went to one of their events. And that's where I met Christina, who is also a mutual friend. We have shared mutual friends. And when I went to the event, I was just really impressed by the level of the woman in the room, just like not only in terms of what they do, of course, most of them are incredible entrepreneurs, but also just like the level of joy and, you know, girl power and community that was there. It was unlike any other event that I've ever been to in Boston. And then I decided, wow, I really have to be a part of this group. It's just such a lively professional group with such great energy.
Totally. I couldn't agree more with that, as I am part of the group. I freaking love the group. It's awesome.
Yay.
Yeah. So I did have to throw that in there. So let's discuss, you know, briefly this huge innovation conference you guys are working on May 9th with key speaker Arianna Huffington, which is so awesome. So to give our audience members a little bit of background on the event and what's taking place.
Yeah. So Boston Businesswoman is less than a year old, but we have over 3,500 members, and we've been doing tons of events for local women in Boston who are business owners or thinking about, you know, being business owners. And we realized there really isn't a platform for women like us who are really energetic, who are building great things.
I just want to kind of throw something in there too. Like, everyone in the group loves to like help each other out. It's definitely not one-sided.
Yes. Yeah, so the group is based definitely on this sense of community and helping each other out. And it was just this being tired of being in competition with each other and always feeling like For some reason in Boston, we feel like we need to like really look good, right? Even though we're all doing incredible things, and you know, being an entrepreneur, as you know, Jackie, is not easy.
Right.
And so our conference is actually really emblematic of that. It's basically, we thought of how can we build a conference that speaks to us, right? And have a conference that really speaks to every single aspect of ourselves. So we have the wellness aspect. We have actually this like vulnerability aspect. So for example, we have speakers like Kip Hollister, who's going to talk about, who's the CEO, founder of the Hollister Institute, right? And she's going to talk about the how she went from bankruptcy to absolutely thriving. And we have a bunch of other speakers who are really going to be real with everyone and say, hey, I have a lot of success right now, and this is what it took to get here. And, you know, it doesn't look good every day, or, you know, like the steps along the way may be a little bit difficult, but it's something that people can relate to. Like Karen Kaplan of Hill Holiday, she went from receptionist to now CEO and president, you know, which is incredible. And it took her a while to get there, right? But she just, you know, kept with it and didn't let go of her drive and her dream. And so we just wanted to use that to inspire people who come to the conference.
I just love it, especially because it's the first time you guys are ever doing it, and how much you've pulled together in such a short period of time. You know, just to actually interrupt myself for a minute, there are three co-founders, right? It's you, Megan, and Christina.
Yes.
Yes.
So Christina Soporas is the founder of the Boston Businesswoman Group. So it's that whole thing is her brainchild. And then us three, we are working together on this conference piece and on some other pieces.
Yeah, which is so awesome. And then you guys have a leadership team. You have like all different types of people, like entrepreneurial women that are helping out, which is so great.
Yes, Jackie. And I really, really want to speak a moment to that, because this whole conference, it's just an incredible conference. And our whole team is like this amazing volunteer army of women who already have 10 jobs, right? Because they're also serial entrepreneurs.
Right.
And they're so giving of their time and their energy, because, you know, women coming together in a community is so powerful. And we're just coming together to build this vision, something that Boston doesn't have yet. And so I really want to commend the people on our directors and our leadership team, because they're really the ones who are making this possible. And it's all just, you know, we don't sign any contracts with each other, but it's just our word. And it's been going so well. It's so inspirational.
It is. That's really strong, you know, because it's so hard in today's world to find good eggs that actually are genuine. You know, it's true.
Yes, if you want some good eggs, come to Boston.
Yeah, right. It's true. So, okay, so the conference is on May 9th. So everybody should definitely go check it out on bostonbusinesswomen.com and Eventbrite, right? That's also where people can find it. Are there any other outlets that people could get tickets on, or?
The best is bostonbusinesswoman.com.
Okay. Go perfect. There. Awesome. So now let's get to know Anna on like a more personal level. So when you're not working as a coach, and when you're not in speaking or writing or being the chief executive officer, what do you like to do for fun?
Oh man, this question makes me look so bad. I feel like I'm always working, and I feel like I'm always doing all these projects that people would consider work, but I do find them fun because I love extending my network. I love learning things. And the things that I do for fun is, you know, like I go to, you know, amazing, I go to Kripalu. You know, I like to disappear and go into the woods and go study and meditate and, you know, do yoga, all that. I find that incredibly fun. And I like playing with my friend's pets because I don't have, I can't have any pets.
Oh, yeah. Why? Where you live, they don't allow pets?
Yeah, they don't allow pets where I live, unfortunately. So I just live vicariously through everyone else's pets. I've actually been known to go to groomers and to like doggy daycares and just go in and pretend like I have a dog, but really I'm just there to like pet the dogs.
Aw, they're so soothing to the mind though. Like animals are just great.
Yeah, their energy is just so contagious.
Yeah.
So good.
And I could totally understand too why you like the yoga and meditation, because it just like cleanses your body of all the crap that you deal with on a day-to-day basis, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy, like the amount of thoughts that we have and the overwhelming amount of them, like over 77% are negative. It's crazy. Right. So yeah, I know you also like meditation.
Yeah.
It's just so helpful, right? Especially when you're working on so many things.
Totally, totally. And not necessarily that everything's crap. It's just like you have so much going on that it's just like all bunched in your head. So it's like you just need to cleanse it, you know?
Yeah, it's like you're a new person after just
Exactly.
five, 10
Totally.
minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. So I couldn't agree with you more on what you like to do for fun. That's I would do the same thing. So you're not alone there.
Awesome. We should have fun together then.
Yeah, we totally should. So, okay, so aside from the conference and your oh, so let's go back to your coaching. So tell us how people can, you know, what your consultations are like if people wanted to come and talk to you and what your specialties are.
So this is really interesting. So I've been coaching for about over 4 years now, working a lot with founders, entrepreneurs, professionals. And what I found is no matter, you know, what the issue is that someone comes with, either they come with like a big goal or a big dream or just something that they want to work on, whether it's I want to have a deeper relationship with my partner or I want to have a more successful business or I want to have a business that's aligned with what I believe in or I want to lose weight, no matter what it is, the key to changing everything is going to the core areas where we get in our own way, where we sabotage ourselves, and where we basically let go of our dreams. And now I kind of jokingly, and some of my clients jokingly call me a personality coach, because what I do at the end of the day is I help people look at their personalities, like how they operate in the world, how they see the world, how they show up in the world. And then we just re-architect it. We just change their personalities a little bit, changing their thoughts and behaviors so that they can create more success in their life, more of what they don't already have. Maybe it's the next level of success. Maybe it's success in a different way. And so I help them change a little bit of who they are so that they can get more of what they want.
That's so interesting. Can you give us an example of like a client you worked with?
Where we did this?
Yeah, I'd be really
Okay.
interested.
Okay, so let me think really quickly. A very recent example, I met with someone who is in their mid to late 40s, and right now he has this great position at an IT company. He's a software engineer, and he wants something more. He wants a bigger title, he wants more from his job, and he wants more recognition for the great work that he's doing, because not only is he in IT, but he's also really familiar with the business space and he's really good with people, which sometimes in the IT world is kind of rare.
Right.
And some of the personal blocks that we discovered in our 2 hour activation session together is that he never was able to think strategically about his job. It was more fear-based. So it's like, oh, I need to get a job. Oh, I'm so happy I have a job, right?
Right.
And I can do my job really well. And he was actually growing like kind of like too big for his office, if you know what I mean. Like he was really good at his job and he found out that the better he got, he's actually capable of a lot more. But he never had that muscle to advocate for himself. He didn't have that muscle to actually see himself beyond a worker capacity. So the perspective of him as a worker who's plugging away, working really hard, and getting kind of pissed off because he's not getting the recognition or the money that he deserves, right? And he's just spending a lot of energy being angry at his boss and upset and feeling, you know, inferior and all these things. And then we also identify the executive part of him, the part of him that he wants to grow into. And he was able to see that for the first time, and we realized that actually the bits and pieces that the worker part of him was upset about was actually a great opportunity for the executive perspective of him, because that part could just like, you know, go into that and start creating a bunch of things without necessarily seeking for initial approval, but then getting so much like great results and feedback that people have to, you know, can't help but say, hey, you're doing a really great job. Obviously
Right.
you're,
Like
you know,
noticing
like
it,
there's
I was
more.
gonna say, noticing it, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's first because he couldn't notice himself. He couldn't see himself in that capacity to begin with. And how we see ourselves, how much we believe in ourselves is so key. We don't have what we want in our lives because we don't believe in ourselves enough right now.
Right. Right. That's so interesting. That's really, really cool.
Isn't
So
it? It's crazy stuff.
yeah, it is. So tell our audience, so there's an activation session. How can somebody, you know, work with you?
Yes, they can go to my website, annasui.com, ANNATSUI.com, And the activation session is a two-hour deep dive that I do before I work with anyone long-term. And honestly, sometimes people say, a lot of people say it's incredibly life-changing and it's all that they need sometimes. And it's basically something that I love. It's literally looking at every single element of your life and looking at every bit of who you are and seeing how things make sense. And right. even seeing how we created like the stuckness that a lot of people are in. But at the end of the day, it's really empowering because if I created my stuckness, then I can just as easily get myself out of it. Right. So it's a really deep dive into who we are. And then at the end, people actually have a strategy of, you know, how they can get to where they need to go, their big dreams.
That's so true. That's so interesting. Well, I'm so happy you shared that with us, Anna. That was inspiring.
Yes. Thank you for asking. I can go on and on.
I know. I just feel like there's like endless things to talk about when it comes to transition and life coaching and all that stuff. So there's probably so many different people on different levels in their lives that you work with, right?
Yeah, completely. And I, you know, like I always feel like people who come to me, it's always at the perfect time. People who are listening to your program, they found it at the perfect time because life just sends us these signals for us to really to grow. And a lot of times, you know, sometimes they're not fun, you know, they're not, sometimes it's a breakup or, you know, it's getting laid off or I, you know, like some sort of discomfort. And so I found it's really helpful to have someone guide you through it so that you can make the most of it versus just like sitting and like suffering, you know, that's not
right. Fun. Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. So tell us, you know, once again, where to get Boston Businesswomen tickets for the event May 9th, how they can follow you guys on Facebook and then all of your links for consultations.
Yes. Yeah, so everyone come to the conference. It's May 9th. It's at the Westin Copley. We have an amazing lineup and Arianna Huffington is going to be there. She's going to speak about her new book, The Sleep Revolution. And it's just going to be a room full of really amazing, powerful women and some men. And just go to bostonbusinesswoman.com. And you can also find us on Facebook, searching Boston Businesswoman, and it's hashtag Boston Businesswoman. And tickets are almost sold out, but please, you know, buy your ticket sooner than later so we can see you at the conference. And then if you want to get in touch with me, feel free to email me. My personal email is Anna, A-N-N-A, at annasui.com, A-N-N-A-T-S-U-I.com. And I answer all of my emails and messages. And you can go to my website for more information. And I'm happy to connect and just chat with you and answer any questions you may have about anything.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Anna. You were so inspiring and we're so excited about the conference. To all the Boston people listening in, you should definitely sign up. It's going to be awesome. And you want to be part of history. This is the first one, right?
Yes, it's the inaugural one. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Join me and Jackie.
Totally.
We're going to have so much fun.
I know. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. And stay tuned till next time. Today, the show is brought to you by Get Seen Magazine. Be sure to check out the Boston Business Innovation Women's Conference in our next issue, May 1st, 2016. Don't forget The Social Scene is where you can get seen today by thousands between blogger placements, special events, radio features, magazine features, and more. Contact us today at jzsocialenterprises@gmail.com.